It's the third day of National Entrepreneurship Week. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 15th day of February, and President's Day. Thanks for being here. In other business news, no markets today because of the holiday, but we've got an update on the Paycheck Protection Program. The GameStop bubble may have burst, but welcome to a new breed of investors. While Wall Street was closed, the international oil markets were not, and I'll tell you what we saw today. If you're feeling a bit of pandemic guilt on laziness, hang on. Help is on the way. For the interview, it's entrepreneur Sema Dahl on how to go from good to best with your personal brand. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AUREON.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you're along for the ride. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can reach us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it is National Entrepreneurship Week, the days set aside by a congressionally chartered initiative founded back in 2006 that takes place the third week of February each year. Now, the stats on entrepreneurs is really quite amazing. For example, the average and median age of a founding company entrepreneur is 40. Less than 1% come from rich or poor families. The vast majority are truly middle-class folk. Nearly 70% of entrepreneurs are married. The driver behind most entrepreneurs is not only building wealth, but to create something better than what we currently have. The vast majority, like 74% of entrepreneurs, worked as employees of other companies before they launched their own. And while the failure rate of an entrepreneur is a bit north of 50%, it is not a reason to quit. Often, the better ideas come from at least one or maybe even two failures. Later today, to kick off our week, we'll hear from entrepreneur Sema Dahl of Chicago and the Sway Factor for personal and business branding. Speaking of entrepreneurs, many small or micro business owners, those with 10 or fewer employees, well, they had their heart set on the PPP program and that rescue line that was being extended to them. However, many were disappointed. CNN is reporting that nearly 79% of the PPP funds distributed were for loans greater than $100,000, and more than one-third of those loans were for between $1 and $5 million or greater than many typical micro-business owners needed to survive. Now, as we've reported before, one of the biggest hurdles micro-businesses faced in getting loans was that they couldn't connect with traditional big banks that did most of the lending. And the lack of capital has had a chilling impact. Data from Opportunity Insights Economic Tracker tells us that by the end of January, more than a third of small businesses had closed in the United States compared with the year earlier. And minority-owned business owners were hit especially hard. In the last quarter of last year, business activity for minority-owned businesses fell by 10% versus 6% for all small businesses. Now, fortunately, some of the issues with the first round of PPP have been addressed. This time, $40 billion was earmarked specifically for companies with fewer than 10 employees. And the Small Business Administration has adjusted its lending process to better serve companies owned by women, racial minorities, and other underrepresented groups. Now, the good news is the SBA is getting more money to more micro-businesses more quickly, and that by the end of January, $20 billion of the $40 billion has been disbursed, and approval rates had risen substantially. But the bad news is that with more than half of that $40 billion already gone, micro-businesses will soon need to compete with the larger companies who often have strong partnerships with the banks that oversee approving these loans. So there are three words for you right now. Get on it and make an SBA connection now. Speaking of entrepreneurs, there is a new breed of investors out there, and they have been emboldened by the GameStop story. While the GameStop bubble may have burst, these young tech-savvy investors are not going away. CNBC is reporting that Bank of America says they think these retail investors are going to be with us for a while. Bank of America's team found that the unprecedented surge in brokerage app downloads during the GameStop mania is continuing at a rapid pace this month, even with the GameStop trade itself now almost forgotten. Credit Suisse data shows that retail trading as a share of overall market activity has actually accelerated in the recent month and now has doubled compared to the start of last year. Plus, with the potential for a new round of stimulus checks this month, another rush of cash from these new investors could be ahead. Stay tuned. While U.S. markets were shut down for the President's Day holiday, global oil markets were not. Market Watch is reporting that the rally in commodities that some say is the start of a super cycle continued today. West Texas Intermediate Contract, the leading benchmark for oil in the United States, topped $60 a barrel for the first time since January. Middle East tensions and an unusual cold snap in Texas could cause supply disruptions, and that also was credited with moving prices higher. Other commodities, including platinum, also advanced. Up to 12 of the past 15 weeks, the stocks Europe 600 rose 1.1%, with gainers including miners Rio Tinto and BHP Group and oil producer Total. The Nikkei 225 rose 1.9% in Tokyo to a fresh 30-year high, and the Gospi Composite rose 1.5% in Seoul. Markets in Hong Kong and in China are closed for the Lunar New Year. And this is interesting. U.S. stock futures, which are trading electronically, those advanced. And finally, there is this. Let's see if you could relate to this story. You're sitting at home, scrolling through Netflix recommendations, and you're suddenly hit with pangs of guilt for being lazy. Been there? All right, full stop and full transparency. Yes, we have. One social psychologist tells us to stop this nonsense, explaining we feel this way because we use external cues as a way to gauge if we're spending our time properly. Not every moment that we're home needs to be spent working. In fact, they encourage something called cyber loafing, or maybe even, it's a mindless scroll through the internet or social feeds, as research shows we often come back more productive and focused after such activity. So, go ahead, scroll those Netflix recommendations in your social media feeds, and then answer us at IOB_NewsHour. Hey, coming up. You need to know that my guest and I were talking about this very thing, about feeling guilty about being cyber, lazy, if you will. We were talking about it just this morning. Stay with us, because launching our look at National Entrepreneurship Week is entrepreneur Sima Dahl of Chicago. Sima is a nationally recognized speaker, author, and trainer, and we're going to be talking to you about your personal brand and the work that goes into the creation of it and the maintenance of it. And we'll even spend some time talking about marketing. Stay with us. Sima Dahl, coming up next.